How's it going? This is Ty, and this is also the Fiction and Copy Decoded podcast, and I'd like to welcome you, which of course I always do. Here we talk about fiction, copywriting, persuasion, marketing, and several other issues ever since I discovered that fiction writing and copywriting do borrow from each other in quite a few different ways. So without any further ado than we've already had, let's get to it. All right, episode for this week, number 167, the post I'm going to connect this to, I originally titled My Wild Last Week That Only Started With Wet Shoes, that I originally published June 22nd of 2015. All right, so the previous week, it had rained a whole lot in this region, and I got super wet shoes and socks. It turned out that was just the beginning. All right, so it's Monday morning. I go downstairs to do laundry, and the basement's flooded. It's only about 4.5 inches, so it's not too bad. I made the mistake, being a dummy, of stepping in the water with one shoe. Like, laundry was out. I would have taken some pictures, and if I had been, you know, with it, but I didn't. So, got the landlord to come over with a pump to suck the water out and shoot it outside. All right. Then I found out, well, this is also not the same way anymore. That at that point I had a landline phone and that was dead. So this pump had to go for 3 to 4 days to get going. Also, although I should have known better, I didn't know that if the pump doesn't have enough water to suck up, it actually automatically stops. And I'm glad also, and I'd forgotten to do this. When the landlord came with the pump, he had shut off the hot water heater because, you know, electrical. Now, this also meant with no hot water heater on, I don't have any hot water. So I had to take cold showers, which was fine. Because at this point of the deal, in June 22nd, it was late June at that point. So it was in the 80s. So having cold water when it's in the 80s or near 90 isn't that bad at all. That's fine. You know, I mean, I'd prefer to have my showers at least partially warm, but a basement flood is a basement flood. You can't do very much about it. Now, my Thursday, that most of the water was gone, and the empty detergent bottles, plastic bags, and other things I'd kept down there weren't floating around anymore. And to top it off, I was also incorporating feedback on an edit that I was doing, so that was fine. I mean, as long as I didn't have to go down in the basement, things were basically normal. You know, I'd never had this experience before. That's what made it unique at that point with this water. Water, cold water up to your ankles. You know, something else. And I didn't want to repeat it. So after all the water got drained out, I was able to get the water heater back on. You know, to just keep, I know I do say this a lot, and I will probably say it with each of these rather unique experiences that I have or I had. Do keep your mind, eyes, ears, nose, etc. open for how you can interpret the experiences that you have for yourself or your clients, when you talk to clients or when you talk to family, friends, who have you, it's fine. If you're able to capture what you're thinking and feeling at the time, it can be stored for later in your memory bank to come out when you need it for a story, a character, a hook for an email, or something else. And Father's Day was yesterday at that point as well, so that was good. Happy Father's Day and all that. I mean, not today, of course, not today. But that's pretty cool. Anyway, to have that reminder. And yeah, I'm pretty sure also, if I remember correctly, there's something slightly worse that was up to happen within the next couple of weeks or months after this incident. But I'm going to have to go through the content as I go through it, and I'll see what's what. But yeah, it went from okay to a little worse to really bad, if I'm remembering what happened here. If I'm not remembering it correctly, good. But if I am remembering it correctly, it's a doozy coming up here. But then I would, maybe the next couple of weeks, I'm not sure in the timeline, but we'll see. That'll be the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys hanging out. To learn more about the blog this podcast is connected to, you can visit it at fictionandcopydecoded.wordpress.com. You can learn about me there. You can also learn about me at my copywriting samples website, which is tymallcopywriting.yolasite.com. Yolasite is one word. It's YOLASITE.com. Well, you can support this podcast by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing to get the word out. You can also become a monthly contributor if you'd like. For 99 cents a month, you'll get my thanks at the end of each and every episode. Well, not individually, but collectively. For $4.99 a month, I'll give you part of the show notes for that week, for that episode, and the month that you're featured. Terms apply, of course. And for $9.99 a month, I'll do a 30-second to 1-minute ad for you to promote your business during the show. Again, terms apply. All right. I appreciate it once again that you took time to listen to me today, this week, this time. And we'll catch you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.